This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many of you have heard about the throne of David. But is it a literal throne? Does it really exist today? And if so, where or what is it? Now, many will tell you that the throne of David only is a reference to some kind of a rule of Jesus Christ. Maybe in existence today, maybe in the future, but it's not a literal throne. But that is not what the Bible says. Today I'm going to give you several proofs showing you that not only does the throne of David exist here on earth today, but also where it is and who is sitting on it. Proof number one. We read in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, in chapter 49 and verse 10, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes. The scepter, a reference to kingship, will not depart from the house of Judah, it says. Now, the house of Judah refers to the Jews. And it wouldn't depart from it. That's a very old prophecy. Now, this was point number one. And by the way, all these points are based on a reprint article, which is free. You can get a copy of it if you want to. Point number two. We are told that David would never lack of somebody from his loins, a seed, a descendant, who would sit on his throne, having dominion over Israel. Now, as we have to understand, Israel includes the Jews, obviously. They are descendants of Israel or Jacob. Judah is. But it's not exclusively talking about the Jews, as I will show you in a moment. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 to 13 tells us that God says, I will set up your seed, talking to David, after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. You find the same in 2 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 5. The Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons. We also read in Psalm chapter 89 and verse 4, your seed, talking to David again, I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Point number three. When Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Shiloh, returns, he will take over an existing throne. He will be sitting on the throne of David, a prophecy which the angel gave to Mary. And you find that in Luke chapter 1 and verse 32. Proof number four. Until the last king of Judah, Zedekiah, the descendants of David ruled as kings over the house of Judah. And as I said, the house of Judah consists of the tribes of Judah, but also of Levi and parts of Benjamin. And they are the Jews, as we call them and name them and know them today. Point number five. The Babylonians killed all the sons of Zedekiah and placed Zedekiah into captivity. There has never arisen since then a descendant of David to rule as king over the house of Judah, the Jews. And of course today the Jews are not being ruled by a king, as we all know. So where is the throne of David today? Point number six. The prophet Jeremiah lived at the time when the Babylonians enslaved the house of Judah. And when the last king of the house of Judah, Zedekiah, was captured. And now notice carefully. God gave Jeremiah a very important commission. A commission to uproot the throne of David, but also to plant it. A twofold commission. You read in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10, I have this day set you, God says to Jeremiah, over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So how and what did Jeremiah do it? In the next point, point number 7, we are going to explain to you that God gave Jeremiah a prophecy regarding the kingship or throne of David, which was to be transferred from the nation or the house of Judah to the nation of the house of Israel. And of course, now we need to know where today the house of Israel is and what it is. You see, in ancient times, there were two nations. There was a house of Judah, the Jews, and there was a house of Israel. And the house of Israel was destroyed, captured, enslaved by the Assyrians long before the house of Judah was enslaved by the Babylonians. And the house of Israel never returned to the promised land. And even at the time of Jesus Christ, they were referred to and known as the lost tribes of the house of Israel. Now, they were lost insofar as public view was concerned. Christ knew where they were. The apostles knew where they were. And it has been revealed that the house of Israel today can be found in nations such as the United States of America, Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and so on. Some English-speaking nations from the ancient British Commonwealths. Jeremiah chapter 3, and verse 17, and verse 21, and verse 26 tells us, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of what? Israel, this passage says. Now it's referring to the house of Israel at the time of Jeremiah. He shall always have a son to reign on his throne. And it says that David's descendants will be rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, Jeremiah was to be instrumental in uprooting the throne over the house of Judah and to plant it over the house of Israel. Before, you see, it was said that David's descendants were to rule over Israel. Now, Jacob, that means it could be any of the tribes. It could be the Jews. It could be some of the other tribes. Of course, that included the house of Judah, but it wasn't exclusively meant to be the house of Judah. But now there was this transfer going on. And Jeremiah uprooted the throne of David over the house of Judah by bringing the last remaining descendants of King Zedekiah, his daughters, to Ireland, where by that time the descendants of the house of Israel, at least some of them, had settled. You see, we have read that Zedekiah and his sons were uprooted, were killed, but they were still daughters. A reference can be found in Jeremiah chapter 43 and verse 6. And Jeremiah took the daughters of King Zedekiah to bring them to Ireland, where some of the lost tribes of the house of Israel had settled. And if you want to know more about this, please ask for our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Now, according to historical records, the records of Ireland, one daughter, Tia, T-E-A, married the Irish king, who was a descendant of Judah, but not of David. In this way, through the son or the king and the daughter of Zedekiah, Jeremiah planted the throne of David and the scepter of Judah over the tribe or the house of Israel in Ireland. The historical records confirm that subsequent kings of Ireland knew that they were actually descendants of King David. Zedekiah's other daughter, with the name of Scotar, married into a noble family and gave the name Scotland to the land where they settled. Point number 8. The throne of David was to be transferred 3 times before Christ would return to receive it and to occupy it. Because Ezekiel chapter 21 and verse 27 tells us, overthrown, overthrown, I will make it, and the reference is the crown, as verse 26 tells you, overthrown. So, overthrown, 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 the crown would be. A transfer in three ways, at three times, would occur. And so the crown, or the throne of David, was transferred or overthrown first in Judah and then planted in Ireland. Point number nine. The throne or role of David's descendants, the throne or rule of David's descendants, I should say, was later overthrown in Ireland and transferred to Scotland, where also some tribes of the house of Israel had settled down. It was transferred to the royal house of the descendants of David in Scotland, to the offspring of Scota, remember the other daughter of Zedekiah. And finally, point number 10. It was thirdly overthrown in Scotland and transferred to England, where the Stuart line of David had settled around 1600 in the person of James the First. Also, descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, of course one of the sons of Israel or Jacob, had settled there. The subsequent royal rulers in England all descended from King David. And so the throne of David is today in England. And Queen Elizabeth sits on that throne. And Prince Charles' firstborn son is expected to sit on it soon. And what many people don't know, those who are sitting on the throne of David today in England are, in fact, descendants of David, and therefore Jews. Nowhere else could the existing throne of David be today but in England. It's not in the state of Israel, because there is no king. And it's not vacant either, because we read clearly that Jesus Christ will come back to sit on an existing throne of David. It will then be transferred to Jerusalem, of course, because David, or David's descendants, and the ultimate descendant being Jesus Christ, will be sitting on David's throne, but he will be ruling in and from Jerusalem when he is going to start to establish a kingdom of God here on this earth and when the millennium will begin. So as we have seen, the Bible is very clear in its prognostications, in its prophecies, and God has seen to it that the biblical prophecies will be fulfilled throughout the centuries in exactly the way that he wanted them to occur. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.